గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 11 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 5 6 7. శ్రీ నారద ఉవాచ, నత్వా భగవతేజాయ లోకానాం ధర్మసేతవే వక్షే సనాతనం ధర్మం నారాయణ ఉర్వాచితం. యోవతీర్యాత్మనో పురుషేణ దాక్షాయణ్యం తు ధర్మత లోకానాం స్వస్తయే ధ్యాస్తే తపో బదరికాశ్రమే. ధర్మమూలం భగవాన్ సర్వవేద మయోహరి తృతంచ తద్విధాన్ రాజన్ ఏన చాత్మా ప్రసీదతి. శ్రీ నారదముని సైడ్, ఆఫ్టర్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫరింగ్ మై ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అన్ టు లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, ది ప్రొటెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్, లెట్ మీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ది ప్రిన్సిపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎటర్నల్ రిలీజియస్ సిస్టమ్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ ఐ హవ్ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది మౌత్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ్. ది వర్డ్ అజ రెఫర్స్ టు కృష్ణ, హూ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత, అజోపిసన్ అవే ఆత్మ, ఐ ఎమ్ ఎవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ అండ్ థస్ ఐ నెవర్ టేక్ బర్త్, దెర్ ఈజ్ నో చేంజ్ ఇన్ మై ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. లార్డ్ నారాయణ్, అలాంగ్ విత్ హిస్ పార్షియల్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ నర, అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ త్రూ ది డాటర్ ఆఫ్ దక్ష మహారాజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ మూర్తి. హి వాజ్ బిగాటన్ బై ధర్మ మహారాజ్ ఫర్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్. ఈవెన్ నౌ ఈ స్టిల్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ ఎక్సిక్యూటింగ్ గ్రేట్ ఆస్టరిటీస్ నియర్ ది ప్లేస్ నోన్ యాజ్ బదరికాశ్రమ్. సో టుడే శ్లోక, ది సుప్రీం బీయింగ్, ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఇస్ ది ఎస్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వేదిక్ నాలెడ్జ్, ది రూట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ అండ్ ది మెమరీ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ అథారిటీస్. వర్కింగ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. Please repeat. The Supreme Being, the personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. The root of all religious principles and the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhishthir, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. As stated by Amaraj, Dhammanta Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Yamaraj, the representative of the Lord, who takes care of the living beings after their death, gives his verdict as to how and when the living being will change his body. He is the authority, and he says that the religious principles consist of the codes and laws given by God. No one can manufacture religion. Therefore, manufactured religious systems are rejected by the followers of the Vedic principles. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vedaisya sarvair ahameva vedyo. Vedic knowledge means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, whether one speaks of Vedas, scriptures, religion, or principles of everyone's occupational duty, all of them must aim at understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కంక్లూడ్స్, సవై పుంసాం పరోధర్మో యతో భక్తి అదోక్షజే అహైతికి అప్రతిహత ఏ ఆత్మా సుప్రసిద్ధతి. ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్, రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఎయిమ్ ఎట్ లెర్నింగ్ హౌ టు రెండర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ లవింగ్ సర్వీస్ టు ది లార్డ్. ద సర్వీస్ మస్ట్ బి అన్మోటివేటెడ్, అన్చెక్డ్ బై మెటీరియల్ కండిషన్. దెన్ హ్యూమన్ సొసైటీ విల్ బి హ్యాపీ ఇన్ ఆల్ రెస్పెక్ట్స్. ది స్మృతి, ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ ది ఎవిడెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్. దేర్ ఆర్ 20 డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఫర్ ఫాలోయింగ్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ అండ్ అమాంగ్ దామ్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్ ఆఫ్ మను అండ్ యజ్ఞవల్క ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ అథారిటీ. ఇన్ ది యజ్ఞవల్క స్మృతి ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్, శృతి స్మృతి సదాచార స్వస్య చ ప్రియం ఆత్మన సమ్యక్ సంకల్పజ కామో ధర్మమూలం ఇదం శృతం. వన్ షుడ్ లర్న్ హ్యూమన్ బిహేవియర్ ఫ్రమ్ శృతి ది వేదాస్ అండ్ స్మృతి ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ది వేదిక్ ప్రిన్సిపుల్స్. శ్రీల రూప గోస్వామి ఇన్ ఇస్ భక్తి రసామృత సింధు సేస్, శృతి స్మృతి పురాణాది పంచరాత్రి విద్యుంజున ఐకాంతికి హరిహర్ భక్తి ఉత్పాత కల్పతే. ది పర్పస్ ఇస్ దట్ టు బికమ్ ఎ డివోటీ వన్ మస్ట్ ఫాలో ది ప్రిన్సిపుల్స్ లైడ్ డౌన్ ఇన్ శృతి అండ్ స్మృతి. వన్ మస్ట్ ఫాలో ది కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ పురాణాస్ అండ్ ది పంచరాత్రికి విధి. వన్ కెనాట్ బి ఎ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ వితౌట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ శృతి అండ్ స్మృతి అండ్ శృతి అండ్ స్మృతి వితౌట్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ కెనాట్ లీడ్ వన్ టు పర్ఫెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. దేర్ఫోర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఎవిడెన్స్ ది కంక్లూజన్ ఈస్ దట్ వితౌట్ భక్తి డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ దేర్ ఈజ్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపుల్స్. గాడ్ ఈజ్ ది సెంట్రల్ ఫిగర్ ఇన్ ది పెర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపుల్స్. ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ in this world as religion is devoid of any idea of devotional service and is therefore condemned by the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without devotional service, so called religious principles are only cheating. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya చక్షురోన్మీతం జైన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వాపదార్థకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So here it is said, the Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. Vedas, they are a whole body of knowledge. In the Vedas, the Sanskrit word Veda means knowledge. That means knowledge about everything. Whatever you mention, like what kind of occupation I am suitable, and how should I live in family life, or who can become a guru, and how you can live in peace and prosperity, and this world is a mortal world where everyone has to die. If everyone has to die, then there is no point in trying to become a prestigious person here, or a big position here, or make a lot of money here, because you have to die. One has to die. Then why should we gather all these things? There is what is called, when we are living in this world, we have some needs. They say, roti, kapda, makan. That we need. Whenever a learned man is speaking, it's not that he has no common sense. I don't care what, whether you have roti, or kapda or makan, you have place to stay, you have enough to eat, and you are supposed to wear clothes. No? He said, roti, kapda and makan. That means we need something to eat, and human beings should cover their bodies. Nowadays, people take it as a fashion, as much less cloth possible on the body, men or women. But the scriptures are saying human beings need food to eat and they should wear clothes, people should properly dress. Like one time, one lecturer was here, he's a devotee, that's why he was here, and he wanted to, he asked me, because devotees we wear dhoti and kurta, in the, although we are in India in the colleges, students or the staff, they cannot go with dhoti and kurta, no? India, because we are imitating Western education and our interest, our taste is also Western. When you say Western, that means we don't care what happens after next, what happens in the next birth. We are not bothered to know who am I, and we are not interested to know why all this setup is here. All setup is here in this world. Why it is there? Simply, when we say Western culture, like animals, just everything is here for our enjoyment. Suffering is there, don't mind, no? That is there, but still you try to enjoy your life. As long as there is no suffering, you go on enjoying your life. And don't worry about death and suffering and old age. That is called, that kind of philosophy was there in the past also. That is called Charvaka Siddhanta. All the present day society is represented by Charvaka. He's a guy. Just like Hiranyakashipu represents the demons, so Charvaka represents the materialistic people. People who have no interest in spiritual life, people who are not bothered about eternal happiness, and they are not bothered about how to solve the problems of the world. Just me and mine, that's all. So this is called Charvaka philosophy. Charvaka said, ऋणं कृत्वा धृतं पीबे बेग बारो आर स्टील बट यू हैव टू डेली ईट देसी घी आइटम्स एवरीथिंग मेड इन देसी घी ऋणं कृत्वा धृतं पीबे यावत् जीवेत् सुखं जीवेत् भस्मीभूतस्य देहस्य किं पुनरागमने भवेत् So he's saying life is meant for enjoyment. Nowadays people have gone more than Charvaka. Charvaka was some kind of a better person. He is only limited to desi ghee, you know. Enjoy your life with desi ghee, that's correct, no? And nowadays people say you smoke, drink, eat meat, you know, and have a loose life. Do anything you like. Do it. But Charvaka was not so stupid. Charvaka, he knows how to enjoy life, but live a long life and live a healthy life. Next birth, don't worry. But at least live a long life and enjoy your life. So that is possible with Desi Ghee. So he has taken only one side of Vedic knowledge, Ayurveda. But as we are seeing, the Vedas are not just Ayurveda. As it is said here, the Vedic knowledge as a conclusion, the Vedic knowledge has a purpose. And that purpose is, it must be our purpose. Because Vedas are given for our benefit. Don't think there are so many rules and regulations, so many injunctions, all things. This is for our eternal profit. This is for our eternal benefit. Who will deny that we want to live forever? We want to live forever. People want to live. If people don't want to live forever, that means their life is miserable. Because people are miserable, they say, why we should live so long? Because they don't like old age. They don't like death. But people want to live long. But because they are in ignorance about the eternality of the soul. You know, as long as we are young and we can enjoy life is nice, after that why should we live? But desire is there. We see many people, as long as there is money in the pocket and there is ability to enjoy, people go full speed. They try to enjoy their life. And when money is not there, our body breaks down, body doesn't cooperate, then life becomes frustrating, miserable. Then such people, they take to intoxication, or they commit suicide. They think committing suicide, you can get rid of all problems. Because we don't have knowledge. That's why here it is said, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means until you meet Krishna in your life, you have to keep taking birth. Until you meet Krishna in life, when you understand Krishna in life, your whole life will be rectified by itself. Like devotees, why we are following rules and regulations? Voluntarily, isn't it? All of us who have become followers of Sanatana Dharma, all of us who have accepted Krishna, we have voluntarily we have accepted, joyfully we have accepted, kick away sleep by 3:30, get up from the bed and live a disciplined life. Not that you just eat anytime, anything you like, any amount you like, or you do any activity to make money. No, voluntary, like if you sell liquor or if you run a club, you may make a lot of money. But followers of Vedic knowledge, they don't want to make money that way. Because they know that in the beginning it may look very lucrative, no? But in the end, the whole thing will become very troublesome, because that is not recommended. In the scriptures, Krishi Goraksha Vanidhyam. So everything is so nicely, you know. Charvaka said, you eat ghee. And Bhagavad Gita is saying, Krishi Goraksha Vanidhyam. We tell people, we are not after money, and we also don't say no to money. Is that right? Very good. We don't say, no, we don't want money. Or we don't say, money. Whatever naturally comes, according to our karma, we take it. If Krishna wants to make a crorepati, he should not say, no, I remember one example. There was one cardiologist, when I was in Mumbai, one cardiologist became my god brother. He's a very competent cardiologist. Good name in Mumbai. So he was doing good practice. And then he happened to meet the devotees and he started his devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna and like that. And then after 68 months, our Guruji, the spiritual master, came to Mumbai again. We all sat before him. This cardiologist was also there. And Maharaj asked, dear doctor, how are you doing your practice? And he said, no, I have become a devotee. I am not so much interested in working so much or making so much money. I am a devotee. I am satisfied by little money and chanting Hare Krishna. I am satisfied. Then he told him, then why don't you shave your head, give up your medical practice and join? Why you want to be a doctor and not practice? If you are a doctor, you do practice. That's why we say, you be a Krishna conscious doctor, you be a Krishna conscious engineer, you be a Krishna conscious businessman. And if you don't like business, your doctor and then you join Hare Krishna ISKCON, you join. Then you have full engagement here. But don't say, I will be a doctor and I don't want to work hard. Is that right? Because he is thinking, why should I work hard? No, I am chanting. That means previously he was working hard to make money for himself. Now he is thinking, I don't need so much money, why should I work hard? But Krishna needs money, no? You work hard and give money to Krishna. Then that is called yajna. You work hard and don't enjoy the results yourself and you give it to Krishna. Or you just don't do any work, direct devotional service. You come directly to Krishna, like directly devotees, they do Navada Bhakti directly. Because of family, because of responsibilities, or your nature doesn't suit to become a full-time devotee. That also I have an example. There was one person in Kurukshetra when I was there, and every month he was coming and giving me, in those days, 25,000 rupees every month in 1980. It's a big money. And I thought, oh, this guy is so nice. He's making money and giving it to me. That means he has great attachment for Krishna, you know. Otherwise, he's coming and giving money. Then I said, he's giving me money, so he's a very nice person. Prabhuji, it's very good you are serving Krishna, and you also chant Hare Krishna. So I gave him mala. I said, daily, you chant just 16 rounds, which takes about an hour and a half, and remaining time with your family, with your other business, you do, you chant 16 rounds. Because he developed faith, Shraddha, all right, Maharaj, he took it. And he took it, and after 10 days, he came back to me and said, Swamiji, it is easy for me to give money than to sit down and chant Hare Krishna. Because my mind is always full of thoughts. You know, I can make money like this, and I have to do business like this. All thoughts are like this. And sitting and chanting Hare Krishna is like a punishment for me. That means he admitted. That means it is not really easy that you sit down and chant. Now, many times middle class devotees, medium type devotees, in order to, they have joined full time. They have joined full time, morning only. And we are short of time. We thought we can inaugurate that place. So the workers, they are money minded people, they just do their things and they go. But function is ours, you know. So we have to get it ready. Maharaj will come, Ban Maharaj will come. And as devotees, we want to keep everything clean. At least it has gone very deep in my head. Before you become a devotee, you have to be a very clean person, outside and inside. Now our kirtan tunes, our big classes, that may be all right for strangers, but serious devotees, they watch. How his day is going on, you know, and how he is actually sober and sincere. Not that on the stage you jump up and down and change your tunes and sing, and after that, you know, it's not an exemplary behavior. That is not there. It is not like that. So that's why in Prabhupada's lectures also, several times it comes, cleanliness is next to godliness, you know. So a devotee is a cleanliness fanatic. Prabhupada also said, if you are tolerating unclean surroundings, which is considered the mode of ignorance, who will tolerate surroundings that are in the mode of ignorance? When we are ignorant ourselves, now many times people don't know how to keep the place clean. Because we only know how to give class and do kirtan, and we think everybody give a big clap to us. That is good, but that is not enough. Cleanliness, no? Internal cleanliness and external cleanliness. If you are clean inside, Krishna will teach you how to keep our surroundings clean. No? So, many times we don't even know how to keep the things clean. One time I was in Bombay and I was under Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada's disciple. I was fortunate to be trained under Giriraj Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj and Gopal Krishna Maharaj. I had a great fortune because that time there were not so many Indian devotees like all of you. That time only few Indians were there, back in 1981. No? So we are like first generation of Indians joining the mission. So I was going for college preaching, and some students, they were coming because Juhi is a very nice place and nice prasadam. They were coming and they were taking part in the kirtan and taking nice prasad. And I don't know, and so I don't know how to engage them also. So Sridhar Swami, he called me. Some 5-6 devotees, young students are hanging around you. What are you doing with them? I don't know what to say. Then he said, you tear off some paper, throw it everywhere. I asked him, please Prabhuji, please clean it up. Or you take some little ink and throw it here and there and ask them to clean it. Engage them. Don't keep them idle, no? So, and then in our philosophy is that one who is not a good servant, he cannot be a good master. No? When you are properly trained by somebody in all aspects, then when you become a leader, you know, because you have been trained personally by somebody, then you know what to do, how to maintain things, how to receive the public, how to do things. So morning, I went there, and I thought, Jayaram Prabhu and Vaikuntha Das and two more devotees from Nellore, they were here and there. But I asked some devotee, and why Maharaj is telling me? And then he just did like this and disappeared from the scene. If I stand near Maharaj, maybe I have to do something. So he just left the place. And then these people were there. They are senior people, Vaikuntha Das. So I want to just engage some junior people. But that guy just disappeared from the place. So I just see, surrender means. He is a devotee for 20-25 years. But because nobody was around, I just told Jayaram Das and Vaikuntha, Prabhuji, we are short of time and everything will be like this. Whatever cleanup we can do, let's finish it. Because workers will come and do more uncleaning and things like that. Let's keep the place, and then they did the whole job. And this Jayaram Das said, can I clean it again? You know, I was remembering Gundicha Margin, you know. That is a devotee. They did one time. He came to me and said, Maharaj, if I do one more time, it will be better. No, you chant your round. Because the submission is there. So, this is the thing. When you want to take initiation, when you want to be a disciple, and when you want to join full time, we should be unconditional. It's not that the authorities doesn't know that we have to chant our 16 rounds. Other how you can be an authority. I was also remembering reading from Prabhupada Lilamrita, Harikesh Maharaj. Prabhupada was in the fag end of his life and he was running around all over the world to establish the Krishna consciousness mission. Two things there. One is he was giving initiation very liberally. Prabhupada was giving initiation very liberally. Because he is a pure devotee of the Lord, he has a vision. Prabhupada had a vision. So now we cannot do like that. Like we have ISKCON disciple course and you have to be there at least 1 year or more. And the temple authority, not that you have just cleared ISKCON disciple course, which is a theory, and the temple president also has to recommend it, is that right? It is not just your ISKCON disciple course certificate, but you should also be recommended from the area where you are, from the temple president has to recommend. It's good. You stand it. And personally, somebody has to recommend. And theoretically, does he have the basic knowledge about the Krishna consciousness? No? Reasonably, we try to. So, Prabhupada was two things. One is he was given very liberally. Anybody says, can I also take diksha? All I take. He's not asking about four regulative principles, this and all that. Because Prabhupada was planting this seed. This guy has some attachment to the Hare Krishna mantra and is attached to me, that is enough. That time Prabhupada was considering. He is chanting, he is enjoying the kirtan and he has some attachment. Otherwise, why is he coming and saying, can I also take diksha? Why is he asking? He doesn't know the implications of being a disciple, but they were attracted to Prabhupada and they were relishing the holy name in the presence of Prabhupada. Prabhupada just took that criteria and has given to everybody diksha, and later on slowly the systems, you know. And I remember one person, he came before Prabhupada for initiation, and Prabhupada had to test him. Prabhupada asked him, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Just one question Prabhupada asked him, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. All right, take diksha. It's a big thing. If anyone knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vadanyavatar, and this guy is accepting that he is God, enough. That was, Prabhupada was liberal like that. And Prabhupada was trying to, because he was empowered, Prabhupada was Saktavashavatar. So he knows how to adjust to time, place and person. We cannot just imitate Prabhupada. So, second thing I was trying to tell is Harikesh Maharaj, he was the secretary of Prabhupada, running around with Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada was traveling, one servant, one secretary, and one cook. They were traveling with Prabhupada. Now, Prabhupada was training them. No? So, Harikesh Maharaj, for 1 week, Prabhupada was able to complete his rounds, because Prabhupada was only sleeping 2 hours a day. And he will get up, chant his rounds, he will also translate, and he will travel, he will give lectures, he will get everything. But people like us, we need 6 to 8 hours sleep. So this Harikesh Maharaj, he was trying to catch up. And then he saw that it was not working. So he was mustering courage. Because he doesn't know, because Prabhupada was too big for him. Can I ask Prabhupada or not? But he was getting broken. The sadhana was not going on. And Prabhupada, finally, when he was massaging Prabhupada, Prabhupada, something is disturbing me, can I ask you? What is that? And he asked, I am traveling with you and your schedule is so hectic. Say, Prabhupada was an 80-year-old man and there are dozens of young people, they were not able to catch up with Prabhupada. This is called Saktavashodha. All things Prabhupada could endure. And he said, I am not able to chant my 16 rounds. It is 6 days. You told us to chant 16 rounds every day. I am not able to chant my 16 rounds. Prabhupada said, it's all right, you are serving me. That means Prabhupada is showing that when your spiritual master tells you, he knows the business. And when your spiritual master tells you, that means service is more important. That doesn't mean that you have to neglect chanting. So in the morning time you are chanting, and 7 o'clock there is some inauguration. Let everything be dirty and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Adjust. When there is service, do it and then sit down to chant. I tell my people who are in the temple, say some dirt is here and there, and then why are you are seeing the dirt, why don't you remove it? I will do it at 8 o'clock or like that. I told him, say, instead of leaving a thing for days and weeks, which is not good, you just do the job so the whole place is clean and you can peacefully sit down and chant. After all, you have to chant 16 rounds, which takes 1.5 hours. So little planning, especially when our seniors are saying, that means they know. He has become a senior because he is serious about chanting Hare Krishna, is that right? That's why they are fixed up. So that is called adjusting. Sometimes we are tested. Sometimes the occasion demands that this job be done first. just like the pujaris. The pujaris, they have to get the place ready by Sringar Darshan. So, it is not possible to chant, dress up and everything and chant 16 also, unless you are a very advanced person, you get up at 3 o'clock, chant your rounds, then do it. But not all of us are like that. So then complete your job, sit down. Similarly, prasadam has to be ready by 8:30. So the cooks who are in the kitchen, they cannot chant their rounds early in the morning, all the 16 rounds. It's okay. Service is important. They do it and then later sit down, sit in your room, chant your rounds, things like that. So the point is, we are talking about the essence of Vedic knowledge is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. You may wonder how Krishna is the essence, how Krishna is the solution for all problems of the world. Accepting Krishna's name is the solution to all problems of the society. For example, because people are not chanting, they are going to clubs. Because people are not chanting, they are going to cinema halls. Because people are not chanting, they are going to sports stadiums. And they are wasting their time. They are becoming money-minded and the mind is going out of control. It is said, money madness, you know. We say, Dabbu Pichi, Prema Pichi, you know. So people get into, only one thing you can go on doing, and that doesn't make you bad, but that will make you better. That is Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. If anything you do more, that sometimes people say, work is worship. Nowadays we see a class of people and they are very dedicated to their work. Swami, what is this chanting Hare Krishna? I am dedicated to my job. But because you are not chanting Hare Krishna, you are simply acting under the three modes of material nature. You don't know what you are supposed to do, what you are not supposed to do. You don't know what is the priority in life. A real spiritual master, he will not say, you give up everything and chant Hare Krishna all day. No? We are not Haridas Thakur. You know, it happened in one time in New Vrindavan. He has attended Tupas classes and getting to hear how holy name is the essence of everything. And then he created his own formula. You know, Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna is everything. I want to chant 64 rounds. He was not interested in his service, not doing anything. 64 rounds. And the temple president and temple commander, they were trying to, Prabhuji, you chant 16 rounds, do some seva, do that thing. No, you know, this is the essence, I will do that. So the president did not know what to do. He went and told Prabhupada. One guy is saying, I want to chant all day. Prabhupada said, don't mind, you will go away from here. And it happened in a few days, because it's not just initial enthusiasm. No? So that's why ISKCON is arranged in such a way, your sadhana will go on, your seva will go on, your education will go on, we have time for doing kirtana and japa, and we have time for attending classes and reading books, and we are also supposed to do some service. Actually, to the beginners, service is more important. I also know one devotee who came here and all day he will have a book stand and sit there and read. He's so absorbed in that. But actually, dealings with other devotees is not good. And when service is given to him, it is like a outsider. You know, outsiders, you are only paying so much, I will only do this much. You know, like we see all the workers doing. But this is not work, this is seva. Because we have no love, we are seeing it as work. But when you actually have love for Krishna, when you understand, Jivar Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. You are never tired of work. As much as the body permits, you will work. If the body doesn't permit, now you will engage your subtle body. Gross body has a limitation. We all get tired. We have age limitations. But the subtle body, that doesn't need any rest, because subtle body will never take rest. No? Mind is always. So that way, our engagement. The idea is, if we forget Krishna, we will fall away from the path. So when the body is active, be active for Krishna. As the Prabhupada also told, work now, complete the sentence. Work now, samadhi later. So this is called the essence of all Vedic knowledge is Krishna. We are all working, but we don't know for whom we are working. We are all working, we don't know how to work. I told one professor in NIT Engineering College, I was talking to him about Bhagavad Gita, this and that. And he said, Swami, I am 54 years old. What will I learn now? Let me do whatever I am doing. I told him, if you are spoiled 54 years, does that mean that you have to spoil your remaining part of life also? It's not like that, no? If you have lost 54 years, at least the remaining time you practice properly. That means, brain dead, like, no, but I cannot change. But we are saying, anybody, no matter what you are, if you chant Hare Krishna, you will change. That is it, because the holy name is not different from Krishna. If Krishna wants to make somebody a devotee, can Krishna make a person devotee or not? So Krishna decides, I should bless her, I should bless him. He told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Narayani, she is just a baby of 3 years old. No philosophy, nothing. And then Srivastava Thakur and all others, they were very afraid of Chand Kaji. That guy said, if there is Hare Krishna, I will break your head, I will break your mridanga, I will drag your heart into the Ganges water. He is the king of the place. And Srivastava Thakur, he has faith in the name, is Bhagavatam and Krishna, but because this terrorization by the Chand Kaji, he was confused. What I should do? Maybe I should silently do it, or I will do it indoors. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knows, he is Antaryami. So he came to Srivas Thakur and said, Srivas, do you think anyone can do anything without the sanction from the Lord? Not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. So, and he said, he may be an atheist, he may be a rogue, he may be a demon. If Krishna decides to give him devotional service, he will be a devotee. And that's what actually happened. In the end, what happened? Chand Kaji declared, not only me, in my presence, the generations to come, they should not stop the Sankirtan movement. That is there in Simantadvi, you know. Yeah. Chand Kaji, that tree and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Neem tree and Champak tree, they are there. Then it is transformed, you know. So the point is, many times we think these big people, America, China, they have an agenda. They are completely trying to, and maybe they are trying, but a devotee is completely convinced. Now, any number of people may be against Krishna, and they will only do like that as long as Krishna permits. And Krishna wants, in no time, in the flick of a second, everything will come under control. That is the faith of a devotee. So, devotee is convinced that I don't have to worry who is favorable, who is unfavorable, is it possible, not possible. That means you have forgotten Krishna. If you remember Krishna, You do your job. You do your job. That's what he said. Prayers first and do your best. You do your prayers properly, get some strength, and then do your best. Don't worry when the world will become Krishna conscious, how many people, what happens. That is not our business. No? That is up to Krishna, when and what happens. No? That's why the essence of all Vedic knowledge is Krishna. So we should worship Krishna, Ananya Bhakti, and then also there may be many religious processes and principles, but we are not interested. We are interested only in chanting Hare Krishna as the most important religious principle, chanting the name of God. If you want to achieve anything in life, if you want to overcome your hopelessness, if you want to develop your enthusiasm, just you have the holy name with you, given by your spiritual master, given by Guru Parampara, just do it. No? To accept Krishna, Ananya, without any doubt. And second thing, take to the chanting of the holy name, and you try to please the Guru Parampara. Don't worry about how this temple will come, how many centers, don't worry. Just go on doing things. And at least it is the experience of all managers or senior devotees, how people come, how money comes. Is that right, Srinivasa? How things happen? We are not the doers. When people come and say, Maharaj, single-handedly, I have to put my head down in shame. What I am doing, I am trying to just follow what Prabhupada has given, and things are happening. So such a person will never be proud or will never claim that I have done anything, because Krishna is actually doing it. We can only work, and whatever is happening, it is happening by Krishna's arrangement. We are happy that we are part of this movement, engaged in Krishna's service, and we are given an opportunity to chant Hare Krishna. Because chanting Hare Krishna can only go on in the association of devotees. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions or comments, you can ask. Otherwise, prasadam is ready. Kindly, whoever is free, come back by 11 o'clock and for Rajbhog, Kirtan and Aarti, be here instead of wandering here and there. And then when the deities shift, there will be trips, buses will go in trips to drop you at the starting pandal. And then closing pandal, I told you, to just near. You can always come back to the temple and like that. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki.